Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. This is the first podcast in a series of podcasts looking at how to be a skeptical emergency physician. First of all, who are we and why are we doing this? Well, my name is Ken Milne. I'm a frontline community emergency doctor. I'm also a professor at the University of Western Ontario, which has recently been rebranded Western. I also work with the BEAM Group. BEAM stands for the best evidence in emergency medicine. I guess I should tell you that I am doing this podcast in Algonquin Park up here on Canoe Lake in Canada. I'm being a camp doctor for a couple of weeks, so if you hear some extra sounds, it's just nature. Don't be alarmed. So why the SGEM? Well, current knowledge translation methods are not working. It typically takes 6 to 13 years to get high-quality, clinically relevant evidence to the bedside. The average is 10 years. We at the SGEM want to shorten that KT window to 1 year. I have had students from the academic centers of excellence grab my hands as I'm about to do a ring block with epinephrine, saying, "You can't do that. Oh my gosh." Well, you can do that. And hopefully after listening to some of these podcasts, you'll learn that. So how are we going to turn this around? How are we going to shorten that KT window from 10 years down to 1 year? Well, we're hoping to use social media and turning medical education on its head. Rather than the trickle-down education model, and that was a reference for our American listeners, we want to use a bubble-up or grassroots method. We want to change the minds of existing physicians, but that's hard to do and very expensive. Big Pharma has known this for years. Medical students, what, they cost a pizza, maybe a free pen? Residents, well, you got to buy them fancy Thai food for lunch. And if you want to get an attending to change his mind, well, a trip to Hawaii would be nice. Just kidding. So, we're doing this on the cheap to reach medical students and residents who are interested in emergency medicine or an emergency medicine training program. A podcast is going to be used to provide the BEAM content. So where does this BEAM content come from, you ask? Well, McMaster University has this system of searching the published literature, or sorry, should I say literature, for emergency-related topics. And then close to 200 frontline emergency docs review the conclusions of these papers. So all that's listed is the title of the paper and the conclusion. They rate these conclusions on a scale from 1 to 7. 1 meaning, this is useless, I'd never use this in eMERGE, to 7 being, wow, we should all be doing this. Those rated 5 or higher have a critical or structured review done by EBM gurus. This is to see if the paper actually supports the conclusions. These summaries are then presented at BEAM conferences around the world. As students, we know that you may not be able to afford these exotic locales. So enjoy the podcast, and we'll have to put up some pictures of some of the places we present these conferences at. Well, back to the social media side of things. We're going to be looking for students and residents like you to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Then it'll be interactive, and you can bring the information up with your attendings. You can say in a oh-so-pleasant, non-threatening way, because us attendings, we tend to have fragile egos. You can say things like, you know, why are we using acyclovir for Bell's palsy? I mean, I just got a tweet from the SGEM, and they say that it doesn't really work. And then the medium becomes the message, and the student becomes the master. You will be teaching the attendings not only the content, but also how to use social media. So how are we going to do this? Well, first of all, we'd like you to register on our website. There's certainly no cost involved. We just want to know who's listening so we can provide them the best content. Also, if you could give us feedback on what you like, what you don't like, what you hate, and what you would like to see more of. The SGEM site has a bunch of other resources. I'd like to give a shout out to the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, or the SGU. This is the best skeptical podcast, in my opinion, out there. And it formalized my critical thinking skills. So thanks to the Novella brothers and Rebecca Watson. Also a shout out to Wash U Journal Club, the best journal club ever. Also to the website, thennt.com. This has great concepts, and every time I read it, every time I read one of David Newman's reviews, I think to myself, Newman. All right, so there's also some podcasts. David Newman has one called Smart EM, excellent. And there's also one called Quackcast by Dr. Mark Crislip, if you'd like to be a critical thinker on some of our, quote, allied health professionals. Again, give us your feedback. Your uniqueness and distinctiveness will be added to the collective. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated into being a skeptical and critical thinker. So I guess I'd really like to finish up by saying, be skeptical of anything you are taught, including the stuff you hear on the SGEM. This information should not be your only or sole base for patient evaluation and treatment. And the first rule of emergency medicine, just like in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is don't panic. When everyone else is losing it and they're stressed out, you must be in control. You're the eMERGE doc. And just think to yourself, all bleeding stops. Eventually. So we'll talk with you next time on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.